Hello, thank you for your call. This is Daily Inspiration Time. I'd like you to go with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18. Proverbs 29:18. Well, the old year is the old year now, and the new year is the new year. Now, there's an old definition that was told to me, and I think it was Albert Einstein that made this definition. He defined insanity, and I probably won't quote it word for word, but his definition for insanity was doing the same thing the same way and expecting different results. That's the definition of insanity. In science, in work, in marriage, in home, in school, if you do things the way you've always done them, you're going to continue to get the same results. But if we change the way we do things, we should get a different result. And hopefully, the things we failed at will change and we'll get the best result, God's result, the will of God being done. The Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So here this ancient proverb written by King Solomon probably is telling you, if there is not a vision, the people perish. We must have a vision to accomplish anything. We've got to see the end of a thing. Now, Jesus told us to take no thought for our life, what we shall eat, what we shall drink, what we shall wear. He said, these are things that sinners and Gentiles and godless people do. But he said, we are to trust God and not fear, not worry. Worry, worry, worry. Too many people worry. But yet, how do we balance that where it says, where there is no vision, the people perish? So it sounds like to have vision, you've got to have some prudence and forethought on what you're trying to accomplish. So the Bible says that we must have faith in God, and we must pray and ask things in Jesus' name in the new covenant. And it says when we pray, we believe that we have received those things. So we ask in faith. If you can't see the answer, then you're not praying in faith. If you don't see the sick person happy, healthy, working, walking, laughing again, then you're lacking faith. If you don't see the blessing you need, then you're probably not going to get it because you're not believing it. You know, we should have more than a whatever will be attitude. We should believe God. We should ask God, not demanding, not rudely, but letting him be God, asking according to his will. So what are the visions we should have? Well, as we face the new year, we definitely don't want to commit the same sins that we've committed in the previous year. We want victory over our sinful flesh. If there's been a besetting sin or a struggling thing in your life that you know puts you out of the will of God and puts you out of the blessing areas for God, then you need to deal with those and you need to get a vision on how you're going to overcome those sins. Is it lust? Is it greed? Is it covetousness? Is it envy, strife, murder, anger? Whatever your sin might be, you need to deal with it. And you've got to get a vision to have perfection. Is it a vision for your family? Is it a vision for reaching the lost? Is it a vision for unity and blessing in church life? What is your vision? Get a vision. get on your knees and ask God to give you vision. That is seeing things that aren't here yet. That's seeing the future for the things according to the will of God. And if you don't have vision, it says here in the next phrase of the scripture, the people perish. Who's going to perish? Somebody's going to be lost. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So let's meditate on this, and we can talk about this some more tomorrow. God bless you as you meditate on God's word, Proverbs 29:18.